Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros College Football Week 10 Prediction Show. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Thank God for the rakebacks. I just keep losing on this show. I just keep losing. I was telling this story on Ross Patterson Revolution earlier, Dan, but when Fat Joe walked out last night, I'd already bet on the Yankees, and I immediately regretted it, and I knew they were going to lose.
Because of Fat Joe?
Yeah, you can't have Ice Cube come out in L.A. and absolutely crush it. New York needed to go with Jay-Z, and then they brought out Fat Joe.
Well, maybe Jay-Z can't because of the NFL. Maybe he's got some deal with
them. No, it's not that. Maybe Jay-Z is in hiding right now.
Maybe it's because of Diddy.
Definitely it's because of Diddy.
I think they should have brought out Diddy. It's like Diddy, and he's got a fucking wheelbarrow full of baby oil behind him.
Take that.
Yeah.
Take
that. I think that would have been good, but
what do I know? I don't often drink on a Tuesday here, but cracking a hard AF seltzer today and gonna booze. Why? Because this is the end, beautiful friend, the end. Ohio State's gonna lose this weekend, and we're out. We are out after this weekend. You've said this on the show 1,000 times, so have I. You cannot win without lines. You cannot win without an offensive line and a defensive line, and the reason why Georgia is always in it for the last 5 years is because they have the best lines. You can kind of fake the rest of the shit and just keep winning games, but you can't do it without lines. So your beloved Penn State is actually going to beat Ohio State this weekend.
We'll
it's going to be bad.
We'll see. I mean, Ohio State still has Chip Kelly. And if anybody can program around an offensive deficiency, it's definitely him. He's done it before many, many times. And Penn State is, it's a good defense.
It's a great defense. You guys, and so here's the problem. Ohio State lost the left side of the line. Mm. They're out for the year. Their backups are out for the year. And you guys have a guy named Abdul Carter, who is a fucking animal, he's going to run through that line.
He's ripping people's faces off.
And tear off Will Howard's arms and legs off his body. And shit, dude, it sucks. You know what it reminds me of? It's the Braves before the season started. That was Ohio State before the season started. I thought it was the two best rosters I had ever seen in my entire life. I know Bob, you, me, we're all in on the Braves before the season started.
There was nothing wrong with them.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, according to Rob, the fucking LA Dodgers are one of the most flawed teams out there.
They literally are. They're playing beyond their flight. I mean, they're throwing a bullpen in game four of the World Series today.
So I was going to shit on you guys because the two of them, Delco, have said this the entire season. But the announcers have said it every single game over and over and over again that their pitching staff has never, ever looked this good the entire year.
But here's the difference. Winners win and losers lose. And Freddie Freeman's a winner. And Shohei Ohtani is a fucking winner. And Mookie Betts is a winner. And that's it.
Aaron Judge
is a loser. He's hitting .083 in the playoffs.
Yeah. Also a friend of the show, Walker Buehler, apparently.
Yeah, Walker Buehler is a friend of the show. Doing well.
Not a friend. He's having fucking... God damn, that guy was dead when he was on our show.
I mean, he had a TJ. It takes a little bit to come back from
it. Whatever, dude. He weighs, 160, and he's 5'8", and now...
No, he's like 6'3". What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He wasn't that
big.
But he is
very slim.
Slim Reaper, and then he comes back from two TJs. He's got two, by the way. Mm-hmm. Two TJs, and is pretty much perfect in the playoffs. Like... God damn it, man. Lost a lot of money. I'm still going to lose more tonight because, dude, I've got the Yankees for the series as well.
Double down on the Yankees tonight.
I have to. No. I don't have a choice.
No.
I don't have a choice.
No, the last nine teams that have gone up 3-0 in the World Series, forget about the rest of the playoffs, in the World Series have swept. The Yankees are done tonight.
Okay. I believe so. I believe so, too.
Statistically.
All right, kids. You know the rules on this show. Go over the winners and losers last week. A lot of losers for me. And then pick the winners and losers from next week. And it's going to be me losing next week with Ohio State. So not amped about anything that's going on in today's show. I'm going to pull it together. Have some hearty F seltzer and some laughs. We got some guests here in the show. We're going to have some laughs and some fun here. Fucking goddamn it. force our way through this here today. Syracuse at Pittsburgh. All right, at least I got one thing right with this one. Kyle, a.k.a. Honda, McCord
is you mean right.
Not the guy.
You lost like $500 on this game.
No, I did, but what I told you guys, oh, man, you should have been the quarterback in Ohio State. That's exactly why I should have been the quarterback of Ohio State. Five interceptions, three pick sixes, which sets the college football record, and they got rocked.
Gunslinger.
But you got rocked.
Yeah, we said on Monday morning recap, fearless.
Yep,
fearless
yeah.
player.
Well, he can be fearless. Selling car insurance next year.
Yeah, I mean, look, a guy who fucking runs and jumps off a cliff is technically fearless.
Sure is.
He's also dead.
Liam Payne was fearless from One Direction.
I don't know if... I think he got murdered.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
No, did you hear the girlfriend talking?
Yeah.
That would make you want to kill yourself, I guarantee it.
Yeah, he got murdered by her fucking cuntiness.
Yeah, her voice?
Yeah. Well, not just the voice. I mean, it's the whole package.
The whole package.
Yeah, she's a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah. And so, unfortunately, and well, or fortunately, we'll see. You know, with the Libby boys now, Pittsburgh has to play SMU this week.
Yeah.
So one of them is going to lose.
Yeah, it's
going to
be SMU probably.
Pony up.
Yeah, Pitt's going to remain undefeated.
So what did you guys end up betting? We talked about this on yesterday's show. What is your bet this week?
We haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah. All right, well, you got 30 minutes roughly to come up with it.
It's Pittsburgh probably.
I don't know. It's a coin toss for me, and I don't give a shit either way.
No, these are two dominant teams.
I'm just glad we never have to talk about one of them ever again. So
I'm not sure that one of them losing puts them out of the top 25.
I don't think it does.
Because of how bad the fucking bottom 30 is right now.
Where is SMU? They should have lost that game twice. They're at 22. Oh, God.
That could drop, but they'll probably drop if they lose, because they'll be a two-loss team.
Yeah, they will.
But Pitt would remain ranked, I imagine, if they lost, when they lose.
But yeah, Syracuse, big loss for me. Not sweet. Didn't enjoy that. Boise State, though, next up was a win. Why? You know the rules on this show. Always bet on Boise. They did it again. And Gentry had 128 yards in this one. They're starting to load up on him, by the way. It was 33 carries for 128. And I watched this game. I think 20 came on that last run there. He's now 100 behind Barry Sanders' record at this same point in the
season.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he gets it, maybe he doesn't. I don't know what the back half of their schedule looks like, and I don't know if their trajectory remains on course to get a playoff spot. You don't want to fucking wear this dude out, obviously, because that is your team.
Yeah, so, and
it seems unlikely. Maybe if they lose, it actually might be better for him.
Do you give the edge to Cam Ward now if they make it? If they go undefeated,
a Power Five guy that's going to come. That's going to have, what, 50-plus total touchdowns? Yeah, he gets it.
So right now in my bookie...
That's just the way it is. And he's a quarterback. It's just the way it is.
I agree. And look, on my bookie, they're currently tied for the two favorites for the Heisman Trophy there. So.
That's bait. That's getting people to bet on Genty still. He's not going to win. His pathway to win the Heisman is super narrow now just because of that. Right.
Stranger things have happened here.
When's the last time a running back won? It hasn't been that long. Was it Derrick Henry in 2017, I think?
Got it.
A little earlier than that, but yeah.
He's still running and breaking records, that guy. Jesus Christ. Had an off week last week. But next up was Illinois at Oregon.
That was 2015.
This was a shocker, guys. Look, Illinois's got a pretty goddamn good team, and Oregon just fucking destroyed them.
Illinois's got no defense and a pretty good offense, and we know what happens there. Oregon is... Jordan James is a good running back.
Mm-hmm.
They used him not much, but they used him very effectively to control. Did you watch this game?
I did. They didn't really have to play the second half.
No, they used him very effectively in the first half to control the time or the tempo of this game, and by the second half, it was fucking over.
Yep.
They
didn't really have to play in the second half.
No, they went all defense in the second half.
Oregon, most dominant team in the country?
Right now, yeah, but this was... The most impressive thing about this game was in the last two games, Ohio State as well, is they've out-coached... the other squad like handily.
Landing is good,
man. Not just landing, but the coordinators have done a really good job of out coaching. I mean, they went into this Illinois game, which this is a danger. It's they had it at home, which is safer than it would have been, but this is a dangerous game for them with a high powered offense. Now they have limited weapons, but it's still high powered. They're putting up points,
and they game
planned
them.
It perfectly.
They absolutely dismantled them, and Illinois could not have played this very better. Well. I agree. I've got them easily at the number one team in the country here. Penn State. Now, this one was impressive because Aller went out at halftime. They were down. Backup comes in. Homeboy's like 6'5" and just trucking people here. Leads this team to a victory. And it might be better than Drew. I don't know. We'll find out this week.
You do know because he's better.
You think he's better?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's not will be. He's better right now. But
what do you do there?
It's tough because Drew's a fucking junior. I don't think he goes in the draft either because I don't think his stock is high enough.
Well, he's not old enough.
He's a junior.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I thought he was. Okay. So no, he didn't start as a true freshman. Okay.
No.
Gotcha.
Well, even if he did start as a true freshman, you could still come out. It's 3 years separation from high school. But.
Yeah, he can't go to the pros.
He's not physically ready. If he did go into the draft, and let's just say for the sake of argument, he had a great combine and everything, he's a 6th or 7th round pick at best anyways. So why not stick around? But then that creates problems for Penn State.
Yes.
Because he's this Pribble guy is better.
He came in down at half, played this entire second half, goes 11 for 13 in this. Leads them all the way back, and then they won handily towards the end.
He's also a local boy. He's from York, which is like, where would you say York is? Maybe fucking a little south of Philly?
No, York? Or, York's north. It's closer.
North of Philly, I mean.
It's like towards New York.
God, Pennsylvania is such a gigantic state, dude. You forget. You really forget. We just got, obviously, Hard AF in there next year. And man, the coverage there, just looking at the distribution, you forget how huge Pennsylvania
is. It's like,
is.
What is it, like an hour and a half north of Philly, right? Something like that. Or like northwest a little bit. I used to, my buddy West lived there. So we used to drive up there from Fort Bragg a lot, but I can't remember exactly where it is.
Anywho's, with this. So this kid, because I heard throwing a little birdie, the Aller's going to be out this weekend. So it's going to be him starting there.
It's good news for a lot of reasons.
Good news for Penn State because Ohio State
game plan for him because there's no tape on this kid at all.
Nothing, and he runs. Mm. And like whenever a quarterback runs, like Dylan Gabriel did this too, whenever he runs, for whatever reason, man, this fucking DC does not put a spy on him. Mm. And it's going to be a rough one. They're going to have to rely on the defense for Ohio State to have a prayer in this game.
Pribble is also, this is one sample size game. Wisconsin usually has a pretty good defense. No,
but like, on the road at night.
All things being equal, he was 11 for 13. Between 5 and 15 yards, the kid is very accurate and he can run. That's not good.
That's all you need.
Because your spy is basically like halfway between a middle linebacker and a strong safety, usually position-wise. Maybe he flattens out if they know it's going to be a run or whatever. But, man, he's big and fast. He's like 210 and he's fast. I mean, that's – we'll see. It would be after these last 2.5 years of Alar, it would be really interesting to see if they fucking make a change, to be honest. I don't know if they will or not.
Well, so luckily,
like Franklin's not a great coach.
But
so.
Luckily, they won't have to on Saturday. Because
I've
heard behind the scenes from some people that Drew is out, so it will be this kid. Now, Franklin himself came out in a presser yesterday and said it will be a game time decision, which is obviously what you tell people to throw him off the trail there and try to game plan for two different quarterbacks. Mm. He ain't playing, friend. Came out with a leg brace on in the second half and watched. He was angry. I like Drew Allar, though. It's his fucking spirit. Like, he was screaming at fucking people. Like,
yeah.
I like him. Next up was Nebraska, Ohio State. This was it. This is all over. I'll give kudos to two people in this, though. Chip Kelly figured out a game plan just to physically win the game there. I don't know how. I mean, they gave up at the end just to go to defense, which is great to actually just win the game because the defense was playing well. Will Howard was forced to be perfect in this one. He was 13 for 16, 3 touchdowns. Problem is, Nebraska's defense ain't Penn State's defense, and you cannot ask Drew Howard or Will Howard to do this again over and over again. Like, I know he's 5th in the nation in QBR and completion percentage and all that shit, but with no line. There's just not. I just don't understand what they can do. We'll go over it next. When we get to the next game. But you're gonna have to put a fucking running back there, or I don't even know if teams carry a fullback anymore
in college.
Hell,
I mean, do you even they'll
when's
might.
The last, I only know one in the NFL, and it's the guy for the 49ers.
There's 3 or 4 in the NFL now.
I guarantee you, the Big Ten, almost every team has a fullback.
Yeah, they use fullbacks in college way more.
Iowa's only fullbacks.
I've never seen one on Ohio State since the 80s.
But I was quarterback as a fullback, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no... Well, that's not... That's Hold on. Let me see the roster.
The service academies, of course, have fullbacks. No.
Ohio State has no fullback on the roster.
Oregon has no fullback. Let me see if I can sort stats by position and see if there are any... Oh, they don't do that on ESPN.
No. Ohio State's got no fullback on the roster.
ESPN, you suck, by the way. With all the data they collect, you can't fucking put this shit up here.
Man,
so I can sort by people, you motherfucker.
The art of the fullback.
There is no There are no fullbacks.
There's no fullbacks in Ohio State.
What the hell? Wait, does Penn State have any? I didn't even look.
That's a great question.
Penn State.
When's the last time you've seen one? Army, Navy, Army. Yeah. I know Army and Navy have them.
But Army and Navy definitely have them. Yeah, but they run them. They're in that triple set, right? When they run their Wildcat, it's a triple set. It looks like a little triangle back there, and it's just a direct snap to whichever dickhole is going to run the ball. Hold on.
I'm not seeing an FB anywhere here.
I don't see a fullback for Penn State. But that doesn't mean that
they... Well, there's a 5'9", 198 guy named Cam Wallace.
Right. Who's listed as a running back.
He's listed as a running back, but that's a fullback body.
And also, like, just because he's not listed as a fullback doesn't mean they won't line him up like a fullback. Sure.
Yeah, well, and that's what I was saying earlier. They're going to have to line up somebody back there because they're going to get to the quarterback in 1 second. Abdul is going to fucking murder people. But they pulled it off, and Chip Kelly's got 5 days to figure out a brand new offense and some weird thing that will only go all the way to the right every single play. And my parents are in town, dude, to watch the game. I'm like, oh my God, dude, it's going to be awful. Suck. That's why I'm drinking. Next up, Texas pulled out another one against Vanderbilt, man. Vanderbilt has been feisty all year long. Quinn Ewers actually had a great game in this one. At one point, because I watched this one as well, he had 17 straight completions. He looked great. Good bounce back week for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I mean, is it? I guess we're in this new era of football where this is okay.
I think so with Vanderbilt. We were talking about this yesterday a little bit. Like, Vanderbilt has played everyone tough and beat Alabama. It appears as if Vanderbilt is actually legit. And on the road after a bad loss last week, this isn't a bad win to me. Because Vandy, this a little misleading here. Vandy did have to come back and then kick an onside kick at the end of the game. So, like, they were up by 10 comfortably. And then, boom, this happened at the very, very end. And it was a 4th and 10, and he threw it in the end zone. The Pavia kid is fucking awesome for Vanderbilt. Mm. What a blast to watch.
Yeah.
Kid's great. What a
good
heart.
Good for Nashville, to be honest. It's kind of... You got to wonder if the people down the road in Knoxville are kind of butthurt right now that Vanderbilt's getting all this attention.
Tennessee's doing all right this year.
So far.
Next up, Florida State at Miami.
Florida State's not a real team.
Hang on. I won the Texas game. I had the over in the Ohio State game. I lost that. Won the Texas game because I was 15.5. Florida State, I lost because it was plus 21.5. And they missed it by a half a point there.
Cam Ward, I mean, it seems almost like they were throwing a lot of short passes. It seemed almost like Miami kind of went into turtle mode. You know what I mean?
Just lose the game.
Let's protect Cam Ward. There's no reason to get hurt playing Florida State. We can run the ball 40 times and easily win this game, which they did. And I think, like, I saw some people on ESPN on Sunday talking about, oh, Cam Ward kind of had a down game and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, they won the game, and he didn't expose himself to injury. Nope. I think that's a smart move, to be honest, at this point in the season.
And Florida State is now 1-7.
Yeah, they're fucked. So why risk it?
If you're out there and you're in the state of Florida and you're a Florida State fan and you hear a phone ringing in the background, that is Deion Sanders on line one. He will be your new coach next year. You go ahead and book that with this kid going to the NFL.
If you hear a beeper beeping, you're probably Hamas.
Yeah, so, that was the greatest line ever. Really, I mean, pure comedy. I wish the guy would have stuck to his guns.
Talking about Mehdi Hasan.
Yeah, he walked it back.
Pretty funny, yeah.
It's really funny. It should have just kept it.
Everybody's all
butthurt
about it. By the way, I'll be on Newsmax at 5:05 Eastern to talk about that specifically and Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yep.
With my buddy Carl Hipke.
So tune in there. We'll have a short break after this show. Flip over to Newsmax live on television. And then back here to Drinking Bros on Patreon.
We've got to do a dick inspection of my table again. every time I go on the news, I've got to make sure there's no obvious dicks.
I think we pulled.
One's off. You can't see that one. See, yeah. Even on our screen, you can't see that.
Good.
So
I think you're good over there.
We'll see.
Next up was LSU versus Texas A&M. This was a shocker to me, and I didn't bet it in real life, but Texas A&M just throttled them.
Yeah, they hand. I mean, it was from start to finish. A&M handled them in every way that you can handle a team. LSU possessed the ball a lot, but if you find yourself in the SEC throwing the ball 50 times in a game, you almost certainly lost that game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that's
– Jaden Daniels had to do that last year a lot.
Yeah, it's just not good. I mean, that's – you. How do you ever control the game like that? You can't. Now, they split possession time pretty evenly, but A&M converted, man. They did a really good job. They only threw the ball 20 times.
Yeah.
And they won – by 15 fucking points.
They could be in the SEC championship here.
They might deserve to be in. We've talked a lot of shit about them lately. We'll see how their next couple of weeks go, but they might actually deserve to be in there.
Tickets on drinkingbrostickets.com, by the way, are going for like $1,200 apiece for that Texas A&M game. It is their Super Bowl in the States.
Well, it seemed like it was going to be like a fucking weeks 1 through 4. I was like, that's going to be a fucking blowout. Who cares? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though it's a rivalry now, it's like that might be a fucking game.
I know. Next up is BYU UCF. All right, I had all the money on this money line. BYU.
You should have trusted.
This was the easiest fucking call of all time.
Whenever Delco goes against his own team, usually pay attention. Now Harvey did have a good game. He had a good game, but it just what? Like I still don't understand. Somebody's going to have to explain. Take me back in the time machine and explain to me how week after week after week Vegas is getting this team so wrong.
I don't know.
I mean, every fucking week.
The respect they're showing this dog shit team is nuts.
It's incredible. Now they've got one great player, and they've got. I mean, they've got a couple of receivers that are good too.
But Delco,
what did you say? This would be 5 games now where they were. Where they were favored to win, and they lost.
That we lost.
And he lost.
We Jesus were favored in.
Yeah. This is plus 2.5. I mean, I money lined it, and for 5 honey.
Usually Vegas doesn't get a single team wrong so often.
We were favored against Colorado by 14 points and got smashed.
Remember I took money line on that on the show, and dude, it was awesome. It was fucking plus 390.
We found our quarterback, our 4-string quarterback, Dylan Risk, freshman. He was slinging it. He came in for 2 drives, scored 2 touchdowns. Let's go.
No, this is 1-4 in the Big 12, and 3-5 in real life. Notre Dame. All right, you weren't here yet. Notre Dame fans have been coming after me. Took Navy money line in this. 6 turnovers for Navy. Very unusual. Everybody's, Notre Dame rocks. They sucks. No, they don't. You haven't won since 1988. You haven't beat Ohio State since 1936. I don't want to go over this bullshit. And if you do make it to the playoffs, which... they probably will unless they lose to Army. They got USC. One of those. They could drop one of those easily. Is it at USC? It is.
Oh, man, USC. The way they handled Navy, it seems like.
I think Army's a superior team, though.
I do, too.
Okay. I mean, it seems like it, but we'll see. They still got to play each other. And then Army plays Air Force this week. I think they're getting like. They're giving up like 22 and a half, maybe.
Look,
something like
Army's
that.
Been lighting people up.
But Air Force sucks.
Air Force is really bad.
Yeah.
No offense to my flying Americans or whatever they're called. Airmen.
Dicks in the sky.
What do they call what are Air Force Academy people called? Is it just cadet?
Cadets, yeah. Dicks in the sky.
Cadet, midshipmen, and then huge Army's cadet as well, right?
Yeah. I mean the Air Force took everything from the Army because they were part of the Army.
Yeah. Thanks for the military history lesson, Bob.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
You're welcome.
But as far as Notre Dame is concerned, like I don't believe in this team still. I don't care. You can fucking say whatever you want. It's just Riley Leonard, 13-21. It's great. Next up was Washington, Indiana.
Indiana's legit.
They are. This was even more impressive because they won this game with their backup quarterback.
Yeah, probably not offensively explosive enough to actually win the Big Ten. I don't think.
I don't know.
Like, they could maybe... It's going to be them...
This was a backup quarterback who dropped 31.
It's going to be them in Oregon or, more likely, Penn State and Oregon at this point. If Penn State beats Ohio State, they're going to get their rankings bumped, right?
Yeah.
But if Penn State loses to Ohio State, Indiana runs out undefeated, then they're going to... It'll be them in Oregon. And I don't know that they can take... I don't know if they can handle Oregon, to be honest.
I don't know that anyone can. I mean, I think... The game we were at, it might have been the two best teams in the nation at that time. offense and defense wise, but like,
well, Ohio State's fucked now, but
they're fucked now. We'll get to that. But later, as far as like at that time, before the injuries, because that kid didn't get, the lineman didn't go down until the end of that game.
Yeah,
so like
third quarter,
you can't. I can't pin anything on that. But
but Indiana's for real. They're playing. They are. The thing that impresses me most about Indiana is they're playing four quarters of football every single game,
and their defense.
Yeah, is very, the defense is really good, but they're doing it for four fucking quarters. Mm-hmm. You see teams get really lackadaisical at the end of games, like the Chicago Bears, for example. Right?
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck that guy was doing, but well coached. That's all you can say about
Sigs
that.
Sigs inside. Everybody loves Cignetti. He's on fire up there.
Yeah, he might. You know, in past days, I might say he's up for promotion to a better school, but why the fuck leave?
He's the coach of the year.
But at this point, why leave Indiana with as much parity as there is in both the SEC and Big Ten now? Why would you leave that middle tier school?
He's also kind of old.
Yeah, he's like, we found 62. Out he's like 62, which is nuts. Man. He looks younger.
That's young for a football coach, but that's old for his face. What the fuck? He doesn't look that old.
He doesn't look that old, and he doesn't act that old.
Maybe he's eating babies or whatever. Yeah,
could be cracking skulls, adrenochrome. We don't know. Next up was Missouri versus Alabama. Look, everybody hit me up about this. How's Bob doing? As much as I'd love to shit on Missouri, and I would love to, I watched this game, and Brady Cook was dead. He tried everything he could. God damn, it looked like he had a leg injury, a hand injury. I think towards the end, he might have broke his hand or something.
He smacked his hand on somebody's helmet.
Yeah. Oh,
God, man.
But even then, it was only 13-0 at halftime. So, like, Bama didn't look great.
Defense played well until they couldn't anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Offense.
That's what we always say. I mean, eventually you get exposed if you can't run the fucking football, man.
But that's what happens, right? So when your offense is stuck, you can't leave your fucking defense on the field for 45 fucking minutes. So, yeah.
Well, the good news is
I actually applaud this kid for playing the whole goddamn thing because today's
first form athlete, Brady Cook.
Brady is he really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
They actually, if you go to first form, have the hat Let Brady Cook, I think.
Pull it up online, Bob. Yeah. We'll put that up online. But in today's NIL world, where like players are fucking sitting out, Jackson Smith and Jigma, of playoffs and shit like that. Like, I applaud any kid who's going to fucking go for it and actually try to play the game.
Andy's not going to sponsor a kid that's a fucking pussy, right?
No.
That's just not happening.
And this kid is not a fucking pussy.
I can tell you right now, that's my locker right behind me. Get out of the way. I can tell you right now that First Form is not going to be sponsoring Anthony Richardson ever.
Because
he's a fucking quitter.
Yeah.
Everything I've said nice about him in the past, fuck that guy.
Sat out.
There's no excuse for that bullshit. Anyways.
Yeah, fine. Is that the first form picture of Andy?
Yeah,
that's the first form locker room. I couldn't find the hat. Let me try to find it. Okay. But
that's fine. That'll do.
It's on their website somewhere. Just type in Let Brady Cook.
Yes,
first form.
This kid,
that's literally what I typed.
Oh, okay. This kid will play until he dies. And I literally was like watching Rocky towards the end. I was like, well, fuck, man. Is this kid going to get knocked out or what's going to happen here? But Bama didn't look great in this game. Next up was Kansas State. Missed this. Heard it was a great game. Kansas State, Delco, you said they kicked a field goal at the end?
Yeah, this game cost me a lot of money.
So I didn't have money on this game. I had a shit ton on Alabama, Missouri. It was plus 15.5. I took that all day.
Probably closer than should have been, but this is always a fucking rivalry, right? I mean, usually Kansas plays better when it's in Kansas.
2-6 Kansas, man? What happened in this one, Bob?
Rivalries.
Just rivalry bullshit. Honestly, like, it didn't... I remember texting you. I was kind of a little sauced at that point. But I remember texting that just, like, that K-State's play calling was really odd.
They're just sloppy.
Yeah. K-State didn't play well.
They turned the ball over a couple times. Like, Avery Johnson just wasn't taking care of the ball.
Yeah.
Well, they won. I guess it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Next up was Oklahoma at Ole Miss. This was close for half. Oklahoma was up, and then Ole Miss turned it on, ended up winning by 12. Not really that impressive in this game. Not sure what to think about Ole Miss. This could be a 3-4 loss team here. We'll see. I think Lane will pull off one victory somewhere and fuck somebody's season over. I just don't know who it's going to be towards the end here. And then this SMU Duke game, Jesus Christ, man! Chippy to win the game, dude, and the blocked field goal. Then they go to overtime, go for two, lose that. Two different chances to win this fucking game, dude. And Duke blew it. However, they did make the spread, so we had that. It was 11.5 in this one.
That was a bad spread.
But I had the money line, and that I had the money line in one bet, and then I straight up. So this weekend, as much as people want to shit on me in college, I actually broke even. NFL, I lost everything, and then the World Series, I lost everything. Well, no, when fucking Ice Cube came out, I won 500 on that, but NFL was bad. The Ravens destroyed every parlay that I've ever had, everything, all the things.
Yeah, I mean, that looked like as much of a fucking
lock as you could possibly lock, yeah, get.
Well, but then again, Jameis Winston, right?
You and these two fuckers said
any,
that yesterday.
Any given Sunday with that dude.
He hasn't played in 2 years.
It doesn't matter. It's going to be four touchdowns or four interceptions or 2-2. Fucking know with that guy.
Remember he just like called, he kind of, when he was playing for the Saints, he called off his coach and audibled for
They brought him in for one play last year.
Yeah. He's like, we're going to score.
Yeah. And yeah. He was supposed to down the ball and then he handed it off to score the touchdown and then told the coach that the players and him got together. And then they decided they made the right move over the coach. Jameis was no longer there anymore. All right, before we get to this week's picks here, I got some sponsors to put this show on the air. First and foremost, our title sponsor, MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Look, I said yesterday, the beauty about my bookie, and not a lot of sites do this, they let you cash out. So if you make future bets, like I did on Ohio State, as soon as those linemen went down, I went to fucking my bookie. I cashed out on that bet for the year, and I at least got fucking 65% of the money back. So it's great, where I could have just lost it all. And then, Bob, what do they tell everybody what they're doing about the rakebacks? Because I got $141 in rakebacks this weekend.
Sometimes you have a bad weekend.
Yes,
and they feel bad about it. They're like, sorry, things didn't work out the way you needed to. We'll toss you a little bit of cash back, a rake back, so that you can keep playing, keep having fun, you know, keep some skin in the game.
Yeah, I'm gonna use it this weekend. I'm not stopping at all, so fuck off.
Yeah, I suggest when you do get a rake back, take that whatever money, $20, $50, $100, because it's depending on how much you bet and lost. Take that and just build the biggest fucking parlay you can.
Yes.
Just a fuck you, shooting your gun at the moon type.
I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a fall evening outside. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is my go-to. They've got everything. Whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. Cigars International is the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International also offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping, their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. They got great relationships with their vendors that help provide great low prices. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International's make it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. It's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they are giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is CigarsInternational.com and use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 20% off $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want to explore something new, Cigars International has you covered.
The parlay.
Go this for is it a, all tombstone
this,
style.
This is the Monty Hall problem, right? You got three doors, you choose one, and then the host says, well, you can skip that one and then choose one of the other two.
Yeah.
And should you take that? Should you keep the one you have or should you choose one of the other two?
At this point, I don't really know. Last
you should choose
night,
one of the other two.
Last night I put statistics. I lost on a fucking parlay too because I lost that Yankees game. I lost on a parlay on the Steelers. because the Giants decided to score at the last minute and beat that over and really fuck me in the ass. It's not great. It's not great. Hoping to turn it around this week, but I am having fun on mybookie.com from a code Drinking Bros. Double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Next up, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. You want tickets to any of this stuff, man. All of it. College football, NFL, concerts.
Creed.
Creed is on there.
November 15th, Creed is here at the Moody Center.
They are. And everybody's asking if I'm going to go. And no, we met Creed, and we met him backstage and all that stuff.
I might go.
Really?
We'll see.
Take a date. There's a little lady back here who came to see it. She'd like to go see Creed, I think.
Pit tickets are like $450 right now.
For Creed?
Yeah.
Well, people know.
Moody Center, I think, is... how big is it in relation to that other place?
It is 17,000, 18,000, roughly.
So that might be bigger.
That's nice.
That place... It's where was it? In Fort Worth?
No, the Fort Worth was the amphitheater, so that was 25,000.
Oh, okay.
But with Creed, dead serious, the show was so good that it's starting to get around of, like, their production and stage and all that other shit. Like, goddamn, we saw fire shooting out of everywhere, the whole thing.
And somehow,
it was like an old-school concert, like a really good rock concert from, like, the fucking 90s or 2000s.
Stapp appears to be aging in reverse as well.
That guy's good-looking. Good-looking guy.
We may end up having to take him down at some point, to be honest. But for now...
I know.
You know, it'll be fine.
He was very cool to us. He told us to keep our eyes open.
Yeah.
And we are.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything. Concerts, comedians, everything's on there. $10 cheaper than StubHub. Last but not least, we get hardafseltzer.com. All right, Penn State. We did sign Penn State to a 3-year deal. Merch is up on the website, too. The Penn State hoodies and the hats are up on the website right now for purchase. We will be with them for the next 3 years. Cans will be all across the entire state. A lot of people were asking, hey, is this just going to be at State College? No. They will be all across the entire state, and we are currently discussing 19-2s for convenience stores as well, which would be, whew. We do the 16s in Illinois, and that's a fucking gangbuster there. I would love to do it. So we're in talks with that now, but next 3 years, and then Pennsylvania will open up in March. Next year, it'll coincide with their spring football game. Obviously, it's week 10, and we're towards the end of this season now. Illinois is open. Oregon is now open. Michigan is now open. Idaho and Montana, 2 days, they'll be open as well. There, hit up Watkins Distribution. They're doing both Montana and Idaho there. Texas, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Eastern Seaboard, and North Carolina. Ohio, Tennessee, Michigan, Illinois, Oregon. Those are all live now. We got a brand new store locator that is up on hardafseltzer.com right now. And your city or zip, it'll take you to the closest location nearest you with a fun little map. And it even tells you how many are left. So earlier I was on there and was like, oh, there's one 12-pack left at this one store. Fuck yeah, dude. That was thanks to all your help and investing in our company at wefunder.com/hardafseltzer. We are passing the SEC audit in 2 days. A new round of funding will open up after that. And you can get in at the same price and join us, man. It's fun, and it's been fun to see all the reaction of everybody else out there. If you're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states, we still ship right to your house. At hardafseltzer.com, use the promo code DRINKINBROS for 20% off. 24 cans for $40 plus shipping. All right, let's get to the games this week, shall we? Friday night, always bet on Boise. It is San Diego State at Boise State. This is Boise minus 23.5. You know my answer. What's yours?
I mean, come on.
Always. Always bet on Boise.
23.5. Here's the only... I guess reticence I have is, are they really gonna score that much? Or are they gonna do what they've been doing, which is be a little bit more sparing and fucking, I mean, 33,
take the half off.
Yeah, 33 fucking carries every single week is gonna catch up to anybody.
I agree.
I think this might be the game where they take it a little easy. So,
well, look,
I'm not gonna take San Diego State, but I think
there's a few games where they've sat him out at halftime. That's how impressive his numbers are.
Yeah. I mean, don't be shocked if he's got a buck 80 by halftime.
Yeah,
he sits out too. So,
and we'll Gentry's got 18 touchdowns already on the season, which seems mind altering. He's on pace for 30 this year, which is nuts. Then that'll bring us to the game at Beaver Stadium. God damn it, man. God damn it. Ohio State at Penn State. Spread started off at 4.5. It is now down to 3.5 because everybody's betting on Ohio State. Or, I mean, on Penn State. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you, friend. Who you got?
I'm probably going to take Ohio State.
Why?
Because Franklin will figure out a way to fuck this up. I'm not kidding.
He's always seemed to, but
he's so bad.
Man, if he fucks this one up, I don't know that he can. What do you do after that? Like, well, for real?
I mean, you can't. There's no coaches.
We're not college coaches. We're not pro coaches. We know the answer from the goddamn film. How does he? How would he not know that from this? Just blitz every down. That's it. From the left side of the line, you win the game. It's pretty fucking simple there.
3.5 is too many points, though. To be honest,
Do you think it's a 3-point game?
No, I think it's like 1 or 2, probably. I think this is bait. So maybe I'll put it in a teaser or something. I don't know yet.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this.
I do. Give me Penn State plus the points. I hate to say it, but again, we've drilled this in your head over the last 3 or 4 years on this show. It is about the lines. Ohio State does not have one anymore. So that's it. Give me Penn State plus the points as a home dog. And please, Fox, stop doing these fucking noon games. Jesus Christ, man. If Trump gets in, no lie. Can I say this? Who's here real quick? Panda Dan real quick.
I don't think anybody's here.
Yeah, it seems empty.
Well, we have some friends coming that I can't discuss right now. However, okay, the rumor is Trump and Vance are both going to this game, so the crowd's going to be hyped up. Shit's going to be going bug fuck over there. No, dude, give me Penn State plus the fucking points.
What's the most annoying thing is that this is the second biggest time slot of the day for ratings.
It is, and here's why, by the way, Bob. So this stupid fucking 11 a.m. bullshit, they're trying to do the game day thing over there, right? I love Urban Meyer. He's great. I think everybody on that show has been on our show in real life. They're all great people.
Except for Corso, but he's kind of a mascot.
On Fox,
okay, yeah.
We did the thing with Urban and Columbus, but yeah. Look, game day is game day, man. With McAfee, they've only gotten better. I just do not watch this fucking thing, so please stop putting the games on at noon. I know it raises the ratings for their stupid fucking show beforehand, but the fans don't want to see it. The kids want to get fucked up. This was supposed to be their whiteout game, which is a massive, massive advantage for Penn State, and you took away that from them just because you want to do your stupid fucking morning show? Like, God damn it. This is the fourth time they've played on this noon game for Ohio State, and, like, it sucks. Yeah. And my parents are here. It's going to be a brutal loss. I hate it. But I'm taking Penn State because I care about money. All right. Next up, we got Duke at Miami. Miami minus 21.5. Who you got?
Duke plus 21.5.
Same. I'm going to take Duke plus 21.5. Look, they've got two losses. Should only have one. They should have beaten SMU twice, two different times last weekend. Weren't able to. This is too many points for Miami. They're not really blowing out anyone this year. So, yeah, I'm all in on Duke plus the points on this one, plus 21.5, and I'm good on it. A noon game in Miami there. Have fun. It's going to be 85 at kickoff. Gross.
No one's going to be in that stadium.
Nope. I don't even think their family will show up to this bullshit.
No.
Next up, you got Ole Miss at Arkansas. This could be a tough game. This is Ole Miss minus 7 at Arkansas. Who you got?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about this one. This is a
trap game.
Mm-hmm.
That 7 is just saying, hey, this is a 1-score game. You push, or what do you want to do? If it was 7.5, cool.
Yeah, I might take Arkansas plus 7.5.
That's what I'm going to do, I think. I'm going to take them plus 7.5, man. Been a weird, feisty team this year, and Ole Miss has just kind of looked listless.
I mean, they're either up or down. There's no, like, again, like we was talking about with Indiana, Ole Miss doesn't come out and play 4 hard-nosed quarters of football. They have Jackson Dart, so that helps, but
yeah.
Fuck.
Next, so we got Air Force at Army.
It's 22.5.
22.5 now.
22 a day. Yeah.
Army is hitting the over by themselves.
I agree. And I think they're hitting the spread as well.
Yeah, I think this game is going to be like
56-7.
I don't know about 56, but it's going to be in the 40s to maybe one score from Air Force.
Yeah.
So, you're probably safe taking that over.
I'm taking both of them. I'm going to take -22.5 Army. I'm going to take the over. I like them both. I think Army hits them both
by themselves. Yeah, just to give you some perspective here, the over-under for the game is 41.5.
Yeah.
Here's Army's point totals every week. 45, 44, 49, 42,
yep.
37, 24, 42.
And all you need is 42.
You're going against an academy that knows the exact offense you run.
Okay, well, here was the Air Force-Navy game that I won the over bet on. Navy dropped 34 on Air Force. They are the worst team. And this under actually would have just barely hit because it's 41.5.
This is a 33-9 game.
That's fine.
That's 22.5 and 41.5 total.
Give it to me. I'm all in.
I'm absolutely fine with
that. I'm taking both of them. I'm doing it. Next up, we got Minnesota at Illinois. This is Minnesota -3 at Illinois.
I don't buy the Illinois hype. Their best win is against a mediocre Michigan team. Their second best win is against a bad Kansas team. They did beat Nebraska.
They beat Nebraska.
Yeah. So their best win's at Nebraska, I guess.
I think that Michigan, even in their current state, is better than Minnesota.
I do too.
Yeah, what the fuck is Minnesota, Rob?
Yeah.
Minnesota is
solid. Row the boat.
Solid.
Are they?
No, they're not.
Yeah, read off their best wins.
They're solid 5-3. They just beat USC. They won at UCLA. UCLA.
Minnesota lost to Michigan, the team that you cited in the other half of your argument.
I don't care.
Bitch.
I'm just telling you, dude.
In Champaign.
I know. Illinois plus the points. Give them to me, dude. We got drinking bros going to the game. We're giving out tickets. RDF is in the stadium. Yes. Yes. Grab yourself a 16-ounce. Orange. That's the only place you can get it, actually, is out in Illinois. So, yeah. Give me the Illinois plus the points. Let's rock. Let me butt fuck, all right? Let me enjoy some butt fucking today, okay? Next up, we got Oregon at Michigan. I was excited for this game preseason. No longer excited for this game.
You're not excited for Michigan to get a fourth L?
No, I don't. I'm not one of those. I like the rivalry. I don't want to see a shitty Michigan. Like I just don't. I want to see that be the thing. Same with UNC Duke. Like I want to see a great game every time. I want to see a blowout in that shit, and I don't like it. It doesn't. I know it sounds strange. It doesn't bring me joy. This is Oregon -14.5. That spread seems really low for this, though. Considering the way Michigan's been playing.
Yeah, I think it's a 3-score game, and this is at the low end of 3, so I'm taking Oregon.
I tell you what Michigan's going to do. They still got a defense. They're going to try to muck this up, obviously, but I know this is going to sound weird. Their quarterback retired last night. Tuttle, he's gone. I don't know who the starting quarterback is for Michigan right now. Do you guys? Is it Orgy? Is Orgy back?
Who knows, man? Michigan's broken.
I know. They've used like 3 or 4 quarterbacks this year. Yeah, Tuttle retires. So he is not there. Davis Warren, is he going to play?
Let him cook.
God, he's terrible. He's not good either, man. Oregon, I don't really get the spread on this. This is one of those that I don't understand the spread. Maybe the flights? Like, what are we... Strange. What do you do on this one?
What did you do?
I'm gonna take Oregon.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna fuck with it. I don't think I'm gonna move the line. I think 14.5 is fine.
I mean, it may be a half a point in case you push, but
I don't think it'll be a push. I think this is a 3-score game, so it's gonna be 17 or 21 or something like that.
I don't see how Oregon doesn't blow them out. They look like the best team in college football right now, so who knows. Next up is Florida at Georgia. This is Georgia -16.5. D'Anthony, who you got?
Florida sucks. Georgia looks good. This is a big... The fact that they have one loss now, and everybody in SEC does, but the fact that they have one loss means style points are starting to matter.
Yeah.
You know, because there's multiple one-loss teams. So style points matter. You got to blow these motherfuckers out. Florida's not a very good team. Georgia's... pretty good. Georgia comes out, controls the line, and that's the end of the game.
You know, it's interesting with Florida. Their 3 losses are Miami, Texas A&M, and Tennessee. Like, those are respectable, at least. But what's the spread on this?
But their wins are Samford, Mississippi State, UCF, and Kentucky. And all at home, I think. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, Mississippi State was on the road.
16.5. God, it's right. I know what they're doing, Vegas. They're like, hey, this is a 17-point game probably. Give me Georgia. Give me Georgia with this one.
I think they got to do it. The style points matter now.
Yeah.
It's in Jack's, so world's biggest cocktail party.
Yeah, it always is. So this is always at a neutral site down there. Florida fans will still show up. And tickets are only $55 because it's in Jacksonville Jaguar Stadium, so it's massive.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big away weekend for both all the fraternities and sororities the schools. Yeah. So, like, they show out either way.
I know, and they asked us to be there, you know.
A lot of pregnancies. A
lot of girls getting pregnant. A lot of Plan Bs and Hard AF Seltzers down there because we're in Jacksonville everywhere. So, yeah, guys, remember it's 8%. Be safe and take a Plan B afterwards, okay?
Yeah, it's fucked up. Any fish near the wastewater plants just miscarry from all the Plan B that gets urinated out into the water. It's a whole
big problem.
Disaster for the
big
for the,
problem down there. Next up, we got Texas Tech at Iowa State. Iowa State minus 14.5. God, the team that I just can't bring myself to care about.
Yeah, I'm not getting involved in this.
Me neither, man.
Texas Tech's running back's going to hit 1,000 yards in this game, though.
He will. But if when he hits it, does anybody care? That's the other part.
No, it's
this?
A tree falling in the woods in Ukraine.
Yep. It sure
Don't
is,
give
dude.
A fuck about that tree.
Don't give a shit, man. Every time Iowa State plays this, I know I say this every week, wouldn't surprise me if the other team won. Like, it just wouldn't. I should have lost fucking two games this year. Next up, Indiana at Michigan State. Having a real tough time with this spread here. This is Indiana minus 7.5. Why? Why?
Rourke not playing, I think, still.
Is he out again?
Well, I'll double check that, but I think he's not coming back till next week.
Okay.
No, I mean, he can still come back.
What the hell?
Can he?
Motherfucker.
What up, girl? Hey, you guys grab some Hard AF Seltzer. Help yourselves up there. We're live on air. Look, if Rourke is playing...
Cignetti says he is optimistic that Rourke will play.
If he plays all day long, I take Indiana in these points. Like, yeah, fucking all day long.
I buy a half point, take it to 7, just because Michigan State can muck it up.
Yeah, in case of a push or something like that, but... Yeah, man. I mean, look, this Michigan State team lost to Michigan last week. Indiana's a way better team than that. Mm-hmm. I'll watch this game, but it's on Peacock, by the way. Just want to give everybody a heads up on that. So, Peacock's a fun one. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, I mean, Indiana's they're pretty good.
They're on a roll.
Like, they play all four quarters of football.
They're on a roll. Next up, K-State. Kansas State at Houston. This is Kansas State minus 13.5. Who you got?
Doesn't Houston suck this year?
They do.
Quite bad.
Like there'll be years where they can throw up 35, 40 points every single game and still lose a bunch, but they'll throw up points. They're not even doing that this year.
They did score. Just take down Utah, though.
Yeah, but that's we're not talking about Utah until they have a full team.
Yeah.
I want to hear about that shit.
And they did actually. They had a surprising. I mean, TCU's not good, but TCU's for sure better than Houston. And Houston pulled out a surprising win against TCU too. And by the way, Utah, even without half their team, better than this Houston team.
Okay.
Still lost.
Yeah.
17-14.
I don't touch this game, to be honest with you.
13.5 is a lot of points.
It's just. It's Kansas State. They're kind of pulling out wins here and there. Like, who fucking knows? Again, Kansas State, Iowa State, Oklahoma State. I don't bet these fucking teams.
I mean, the safest thing to do is find out what Kelly in Vegas is betting and do the opposite. Yeah. Typically.
Should be better than Kansas State, I can guarantee
probably.
It.
Probably.
Guarantee it.
I mean, K-State's been kind of like when it comes, push comes to shove. They blew out fucking West Virginia. They blew out Oklahoma State. They blew out Arizona. They beat Tulane.
Everything you just named is gross. Like, it's disgusting.
Tulane's good. What are you talking about? Oh, and it was a road game.
Come on.
It was at Tulane.
Gross. All of these teams are fucking gross, too. Is Tulane ranked?
Yeah, but they will be this week.
I'm sure. Because you got to put somebody in eventually, right? Next up, Texas A&M at South Carolina. This is Texas A&M minus 2.5. Are you surprised by that?
South Carolina's been a tough out, especially at home, especially in the ACC or SEC. No, I'm not surprised by that.
Do they pull one out, you think?
I think A&M will handle it.
Okay.
They're on a pretty good roll right now.
At least
now.
It's by a field goal. Yeah. So, yeah, give me A&M there and by a field goal. I'll go with that one, and I'm fine. Surprised by that spread there. Tickets are actually pretty expensive down there. South Carolina's getting up for this. They're getting their cocks hard, pun intended. Next up, we got Louisville at Clemson. This is Clemson minus 10.5. Why? Louisville stinks. Stinks. They've cost me so much money this year. Keep betting on this shithole team, and they fucking suck. Give me Clemson on this one. I'll take it down 0.5 to 10, and that's it. You?
I'm going to take it up 0.5 to 11 and take Louisville.
Really?
Yeah. That's crazy,
dude.
I don't care about Clemson or Louisville. I just think Dabo's incompetent.
Yeah, but it's a night game there. Kids are going to get up. What's their song? What do they come out to?
It's Raining Men.
Sandstorm by Darude.
Oh, I love Sandstorm. God damn it, dude. At a night game, Dabo running down the tunnel, dude.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were South Carolina.
South Carolina comes out to Sandstorm.
Yeah.
What's Clemson come out to?
Thunderstruck?
No. Is that it? Pull it up.
Oh,
dude.
Enter Sandman.
No, that's fucking Virginia
God
Tech.
God damn it, Bob. You're just naming songs now.
He is.
Brick Road by Elton John.
They run
Yellow Brick Road.
They run down that fucking hill and jump like idiots.
Tiger Rag.
Fucking Tiger Rag? What is that bullshit?
What about Tiger Beat?
No.
Remember Tiger Beat?
Yeah, I sure do.
You were probably in Tiger Beat at some point.
Teen People, yeah. Tiger Beat was gone, I think, at that point. Mm. But fuck me. Tiger Rag? Well, we're on YouTube, right? You can't play the fucking song? Can I get bricked up to that? Yes or no?
I have no idea.
Let me fucking...
I can't. I have no idea what that song is.
Let me play it on my phone, and maybe the mic won't pick it up here. I've got to know what Tiger Rag is. Because those kids go bug fuck, and it's like, this song sucks. And it's like a song from like the 1940s. That's what it sounds like. Tiger Rag.
Oh, and don't forget to get the Tiger Rag, kids. Coming straight at you. Programs, Tiger Rag.
What is this bullshit?
What are you talking about?
This is their song. What do they run down to? What is he?
Tiger Rag is just their fight song.
I feel like we've spent way too much time on this already.
I gotta know.
It's just a fight song. The band
plays
it.
Shut up.
I'm telling you what it is. It's a fight song. It's a normal band fight song. They just come out to their band.
It's the same goddamn song.
All right, is this so we can beat the YouTube monetization thing? All right, I can't get bricked up to this. Give me 10.5. I'm knocking down to 10, dude. I thought this sounded something cool. Not this bullshit. Fuck. I'll take 10.
You don't like college
10.
Bands?
College bands are fine, but dude, when you've got the song that gets everybody going, dude.
Yeah, come out to Creed.
Yeah.
You fucking losers.
God damn it, man. If Ohio State came out to fucking Higher... Bricked up, jizz everywhere.
Can you imagine the fucking first few notes? And then the people started running through whatever with smoke and everything.
I'd run through a fucking brick wall for that, dude. Nude for that goddamn song. Tiger Rag, though? I'm not doing shit for that. I'm walking out of the locker room late.
You're lucky.
Sorry, coach, I had to get taped up.
You're lucky if I even show up and sit in the cuck chair for that one.
Yeah. Bob's Bull wouldn't even fucking sit to Tiger Rag and jack off to that.
No, I don't think so.
God damn it, man. Not doing that. Give me 10, though, on Clemson, okay? Next up, Kentucky at Tennessee. This is Tennessee minus 16.5 night game. Neyland Stadium. Let's go. What do you got here? What do you got? A lot of points, feels like.
It's too many.
That's what I feel like, too.
Yeah, not getting involved in that one.
Bump this up to 17. Give me 0.5, and I'll take Kentucky. I think Tennessee wins, but Kentucky oddly shows up like every other week and beats the spread somehow. And they fucked me this year with that Georgia game really hard, diddy hard. So, bump this up to 17, and I'll take Kentucky.
I don't like Heupel's face.
Or his body. I don't like his body either. It's a weird body.
You don't like adult Bobby Hill?
No. It is.
It's creepy, man.
For real, it makes me angry every time I see his fucking face.
Yeah, dude. I want to punch a fucking baby. All right, guys.
Game of the week.
Game of the week. Game of the century. Game of the year. Game of our lives. Game of Drinking Bros Sports. This is Pittsburgh at SMU. The two teams that these fucking dicks wouldn't shut the fuck up about all year. This is SMU minus 7.5.
You don't walk into the boulevard and leave with a dub.
Whoa. That is a big spread. I was not expecting that. No lie. I thought it was going to be 3 on either side. And I didn't know which side because I don't care about either of these teams. Forget Dan. Forget me. Let's go to you guys. All right. First of all, what's your bet? What did you come up with over the last fucking 45 minutes?
So if SMU wins... I will cover tuition for one of his children to go to Carnegie Mellon.
Oh, not even the same school.
But do they have to get in? Because I like this.
They got to get in.
Yeah. That means academically they would have to get in. That's awesome. I'm a big fan of that. Okay. Bob, what's yours?
If Pittsburgh wins, I will buy Dan's first child a year's worth of cocaine if they go to SMU.
Wait, how much is a year's worth of cocaine? Like, whose standard? My standard?
Yeah, what standard are we going off of here?
They're railing clean shit at up in the Park Cities, all right?
Well, so first of all, he's got to get married, then he's got to have a child, the child's got to go to SMU.
I don't have to get married.
You definitely don't have to get married to have a kid.
You can adopt, I guess, or be a stepdad.
You can just fucking come in people.
Well,
preferably women.
Whatever you're going to do.
By the way, in the vagina.
Oh, okay, is that how a baby's
Do you remember that story we did on fake news like 2 years ago where the Japanese couple, where they couldn't get pregnant and the dude was only blasting her in the ass the whole time?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Right. They didn't figure it out until 3 years later.
It's really hard to get a woman pregnant. She has to be ovulating. There's like a very small window where you can get pregnant.
Bob and I have not had that problem, friends. Yeah, we got three apiece here.
I just rip it.
Yeah, you have your schedule. You're like, oh, she's ovulating.
No, dude, I just go in blast.
If Ohio
and a
State
baby comes out.
Had the number of offensive linemen that Bob and I have kids, they would be fine for the rest of the year. They do not. All right, who are you guys taking here? Huh?
I'm obviously... All right, so if you wanted like my sober prediction, I would just buy the half point. But I won't even do that because ponies roll.
Why the fuck is SMU favored by 7.5?
I don't know. That's a lot of points.
I would actually take the under. I think this is going to be lower... scoring
58.5
SMU dumps it in.
No,
all right. So here's where I'm going with this, because only because I think the points are too high. Give me Pitt plus the points at 7.5. This probably goes to overtime with these two fucking dog shit schools, and like this is a one score game. There's a one score game in this one. So give me all, and I don't care who wins. I don't give a shit. I just think it's a touchdown or under game. Therefore, I'm taking Pitt. But I have zero dog in this fight other than somebody has to lose or a bomb goes off in the stadium and all the teams die. So we never have to hear from them again.
Well, one of these teams is going to be in the ACC championship game.
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah.
They might be there watching.
Not determined yet, but there's...
No, they'll be there.
Because there's four horses for them.
Pitt has a path. They just beat Clemson. That's all you got to do. They can lose this game, beat Clemson, still get in.
Yes. SMU is a little trickier just on the way their schedule, I think, shakes out. Because I don't think they get Miami or Clemson this year.
Okay.
No, SMU actually has no conference losses yet.
Yeah, they don't. Losses to fucking BYU, who's in the top 15. Or maybe the top 10 even, actually, at this point.
They're 11, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, if SMU gets through this game, they are... gravy SMU's the rest in. Of the season.
Yeah, SMU wins, they're in.
Really?
Yeah.
Who do they play the rest of the year?
Boston College at home, at Virginia, Cal.
Boston College is tough, man.
Yeah, but Boston College at home, Virginia, and Cal. The worst teams in the ACC.
Hang on, but is it at Cal? Do they have to fly there?
No. It's at SMU. At
Virginia.
The only road game left is at Virginia. So maybe the worst team in the ACC.
Yeah.
Virginia is not the worst team in the ACC.
Clemson plays Miami at some point, don't they?
No, in the title. They don't play them regular season.
Who's Miami have left then?
No one really.
None of these people play. The ACC is too big. Like, I don't know how the tiebreaker is going to work.
I don't either.
If Pitt beats Clemson, that should knock Clemson out of the conversation.
I think they should measure the coach's dicks.
They could do that. But I will say this. Clemson does have to play South Carolina. That's always a tough game.
And Miami's got to play at Georgia Tech.
Oh, you're right.
Miami's got to play at Georgia Tech and at Syracuse.
That matters.
Nah.
But like,
those
are
bad matchups.
Clemson loses to South Carolina. It doesn't fucking matter to the ACC. Yeah,
those are road games.
It will matter. It will matter to Clemson for the playoff. But yeah, it won't matter for the ACC champ game.
All right. Give me the 7.5 though. And the only reason I'm taking it is a one score game. Should be fun this weekend for everybody but Ohio State fans. Mom and Dad, I'm sorry. I'll see you at the airport tomorrow. All right. This is a mess this year. The Braves and the fucking Buckeyes, man. God damn it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Just pissed on my whole year.
Yeah.
And then Freddie Freeman, our boy, our fucking hero, we let him go for bullshit, and then, dude, he's going to win another World Series without us?
Yeah, and by the way...
This has been a bad week for me.
The Dodgers are already leaking that they're going to pursue Juan Soto in the offseason.
Why not?
Well, I mean,
Juan Soto's a Philly.
No, he's not.
He's a what?
He's going to be a Philly.
He sure isn't. He's going to be in L.A., dude. He's a fucking man of the people. He's either standing, he's either staying in New York or going to L.A. There is nothing else.
We're getting
the
band back together. Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Juan Soto.
Well, you need to get rid of Harper if you want to win the World Series.
Yeah, because he
can't win. As Juan Soto will tell you.
Yep. Harper is the judge. Judge is Harper. Finkel is Einhorn.
Although,
sorry.
In Harper's defense, and boy, I hate to do this, he, I believe, is like a top five playoff hitter of all time with 100 or more at-bats.
And yeah, he should go to the Yankees or the Dodgers.
We can't win the big one. Choker. No. Choker.
Can't win the big one.
That's not on him.
It happens.
Choker.
It happens. Look, Delco, it happens, okay?
Sorry. It's not like it's fucking Aaron Judge who's like 0 for 15.
Guys, there's nothing you can do that Bryce Harper is a loser. There's nothing you can do. I'm sorry. In the World Series. No, he's probably the best player in baseball. One of them. Sucks for him that he's on that team. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes. Rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. Quick reminder, 30 minutes. Turn on your TV to Newsmax. D'Anthony Holloway will be live, literally live on television in the same outfit you're seeing here. To my left. He'll be live on Newsmax for a 20-minute hit. We'll come back, and then we'll be live for Drinking Bros podcast after that. Fun, full day of shows today. Jesus Christ, let's start drinking some more. Love you out there. For David and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Week 10 College Football Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.